Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
It's cattle deworming time, and I'm so psyched about using Cydectin injectable that I wrote y'all a little rap ditty. Only twice a year you'll be needing this unique and effective mix. It's proven to be long-lasting, so your herd is always first pick. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injected in with Cydectin. Get injected in with Cydectin. The cattle's all a-mooing. The dung beetles are not phased. Greener pastures are a-stewing. Making Cydectin all the craze. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed. So get injected with Cydectin. Get injected with Cydectin.
To learn more about Cydectin injectable and its short withholding time and its numerous benefits, talk to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim VetMedica Inc. representative today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's kick things off with talk about the livestock futures here today. Why don't you kind of recap how things ended the week last week?
Well, Dave, we saw back on Friday profit taking caused negative closes to occur in our cattle complex, but the contracts did bounce well off their session lows. We did have a cattle on feed report Friday. It showed the on feed and the marketing numbers in line with the pre-report expectations, but the placements did come in 2% higher. So in a nutshell, you're looking at a neutral, slightly bearish cattle on feed report, but I do not think it's going to have much bearing on the market. The thing it will have a bearing is we're still waiting to see what kind of cash trade we saw last week in the feed yard. Still a little hard to figure out exactly what took place out there money-wise. We do have the feeling it was a little higher. Now, we also saw choice box beef down 30 cents Friday. Select boxes up $1.03 on a total movement of 95 loads. Cattle slaughter, 104,000 head. The weekly kill, 556,000. Cash feeder index was up 73 cents. We also saw lean hogs Friday have triple-digit losses and some of their lowest trades of the past 5 to 8 weeks. On the close Friday, December live cattle, 35 cents lower. November feeders down $1. And December lean hogs, $2.85 lower.
All right, we'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment. ITC is the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company. From our ITC Great Plains offices in Oklahoma City, we own, operate, and maintain the high-voltage electricity system that keeps the power flowing to communities in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the Oklahoma FFA and to sponsor reports on the Radio Oklahoma Network and the Blue Green Gazette from the 88th National FFA Convention. We're proud to play a vital role in shaping the energy future here in Oklahoma and beyond. For more information, visit us at itctransco.com. ITC is your energy superhighway. Tom, let's talk a little about the grain futures here this morning. How did they end up the week?
Well, Dave, we saw Friday for the grain and the soybean complex is kind of non-eventful trading session. Trading was mostly negative, but late buying did allow a mostly positive close for the wheat and the corn futures. For the week, December corn gained 3 cents. November soybeans lost 3 cents. December KC wheat lost 8 cents for the week. The overnight trading has been very active with mixed trading results at the moment. December KC wheat's 4¾ cents higher. December corn's down 0.75 cents. November soybeans down 4 cents. December cotton 11 points lower. December crude oil this morning trading up 3 cents. December dollar index is 19 cents lower. And December Dow Jones futures 9 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.